Precious Lord, may we follow your gospel to do unto others as we would have them do to us. Amen. Today is a day of remembrance. We remember All Saints' Day as this official All Saints Sunday, which is always the Sunday closest to November 1st. And it's one of only seven principal feasts in the church calendar, right up there with Christmas and Easter. And we wear white. On November 2nd, or the Sunday following, we remember all the souls who have departed this life, particularly those within the last year. All Souls is not an official feast day, but it has eased its way into our practice of remembrance and has become, for many, the more meaningful of the two. Now, All Saints is important because it ties us to our history. If you come to the Eucharist on Wednesdays at noon, the homily is always centered around the saint that's on the calendar for that day, and they range from early church figures to the very contemporary ones. And sometimes, because the Episcopal Church is a big tent, they aren't even Christian. Some saints are famous, the ones we know, like St. Francis or St. Augustine, and some are obscure, like Hilda, Abbess of Whitby, or Vida Dutton Scudder, honored for their faithfulness and their courage and their dedication to the good and the right. Remembering that we are part of a communion of saints is meant to inspire us in our own commitment to living a life of love and service. As children, many of us learned a song that we will sing as we leave here today. I sing a song of the saints of God, patient and brave and true. And then it ends with, and I want to be one too. And this is good. All Souls Day is simpler, but deeper. The souls named and remembered here this morning are those we have known and loved and continue to mourn. Some may have lived faithful Christian lives, and some may not. Some may have been believers, and some may have been unable to believe. That doesn't matter here. God is bigger than who we think deserves what. God knows more than we ever could about the complexity of our souls. And God loves and cherishes all souls, and God welcomes all souls home. And this is very good. Which brings me to yet another remembrance for today. Following this sermon, we will welcome Isabella through her baptism into the family of God. And that gives each of us the chance to remember our own baptismal covenant and our promise to respect the dignity of every human being. This is the remembrance of new life in Christ. This is the remembrance that we are to see Christ in each person that we meet. This is the remembrance of who we are together in this family of God. And this too is good. There's an Episcopal church in San Francisco, founded in 1978, that is unlike any I have ever been to, and you must experience worship there if you are ever anywhere near San Francisco on a Sunday. St. Gregory of Nyssa, named for a 4th-century theologian, is filled with the saints of God and radiates light and love and joy. Every inch of that building was designed to celebrate the diversity and power of God's saints in the world, and to embrace both the ancient tradition as well as the robust participation of its current community. As you walk into this sort of rotunda of sorts, your eyes go immediately to the rim of the dome and to the top of all the surrounding walls, where painted in vivid color are saints of every kind from every era. And each figure has painted that gold circle around the head of a saint. And each figure is turned slightly to the right, and the left leg in front is bent, as it were in sort of mid-step. And so it looks as though they are all dancing in the same direction. It's really awesome. If you look at your bulletin on page 3, you will see a black and white picture of a portion of the extremely colorful cavalcade of saints. And there are figures all next to each other, like Queen Elizabeth, or activist Stokely Carmichael, or Gandhi, or a jazz musician, Duke Ellington, St. Patrick, social worker Dorothea Day, and even two faceless lost boys of Sudan, and Pope John the 23rd, and on and on and on, and there are hundreds of them. It's staggering and thrilling, so full of life. I have worshiped there 3 times, and everybody looks up and everybody smiles. I mention this church not only because it's dazzling and wonderful and you must go there, but because of the visual reminder of the expanse of love at work in the world, then and now, all of them saints in God's eyes, and all of them equal. As we consider saints and souls this day, I want to add to the mix. I want to lift up to you the work of deacons in the Episcopal Church, not transitional deacons like me who will soon be priests, but lifelong deacons who serve God outside the church in and among the needs of the people, and they help us in the church to better understand and better serve those in need. Lifelong deacons also participate in worship, unpaid, as part of their servant ministry. You can see that in the jobs that the liturgy gives deacons to do in worship. Deacons bring in and proclaim the gospel in and among the people at the center of the congregation. Deacons lead and join the people in confession. Deacons set the table for the priests and assist serving the people at the table. And then deacons lead the dismissal of the people back out into the world. Bishops and priests are all ordained first as deacons to learn from deacons to become better servants. Lifelong deacons are saints of God. And I lift them up in our remembrance today. I lift up Deacon Celeste, who works full-time at the Canterbury and then volunteers as a deacon here at St. Francis at 8. She is a powerful advocate for the elderly at clergy meetings throughout the diocese. I lift up Deacon Kevin. He's an executive at HBO and fluent in Spanish. He dedicates his life to the working poor near his home in Echo Park. I lift up Deacon Katie, who is a senior researcher at the RAND Corporation and is a worldwide advocate for clean water and health care. And I lift up Deacon George, a retired music professor who now dedicates himself to the needs of the world through Laundry Love, Ashes to Go, Worship Without Walls, and the West Valley Food Pantry. There are many of you that I could name who also live lives of servants, and in my view are saints, who dedicate yourselves to those in need. And I'm wondering if perhaps stirring in some of your hearts might be God's call for you also to become a deacon. And if that stirring is there, I hope you will let it be known and speak to one of us. So remembering is what we're doing today. I sometimes think that our faith is more about remembering than almost anything else. Jesus says over and over again, "Do this in remembrance of me." We say, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we sing, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." So today, let us remember our new life in baptism as Isabella is baptized into the family of God. Today, let us remember the souls of those we love but see no more, who have gone home to God. And today, let us remember saints past and present, honoring them as faithful servants of God. And as we hold all these remembrances in our hearts, let us leave this place together singing robustly that the saints of God are just folk like me, and I mean to be one too. Amen.